You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There's some rumor that possibly Ethan Blackadder will be back at the weekend off the bench, which is good news for the Crusaders.
Yeah.
I bumped into John Afour at the airport on Sunday after the game, and he was heading in a different direction to the team. He was with the Crusaders manager, and I said, "Where are you going, mate?" Yeah. And he said, "I'm up home." And I said, "Oh, why?" And he said, "No, I'm done now. I can't play any more part in the Crusaders team because of eligibility." So. You know, getting someone like Blackadder back when you lose John Afour, who they've really needed. You know, I'm not convinced that the eligibility criteria that the New Zealand Rugby Union have brought in should work on a. I believe it should work on a case by case situation. You know, this John Afour has only been brought back because of the, you know, the desperation the Crusaders have in the front row, and you've got a world-class prop that's filled that void. But the fact that he wasn't here registered playing rugby in New Zealand, I think it was by the 1st of March or 1st of April, means that he could only play round robin Super Rugby, couldn't go into the quarterfinals. And I'm just thinking, New Zealand Rugby Union, you need to maybe re-look at that, because the Crusaders aren't trying to get any advantage leading into the quarters or semis by bringing a guy back from overseas. They've simply brought him back because they need to fill the injury void. And secondly, they also have to look at the fact they've brought him back is because they don't believe that there are others out there that could go out, particularly in semis, quarterfinals, finals, football, and not get hurt because they're out of their depth, you know, like particularly in the front row. So I think it's a real shame that he's been ruled out because of that. I think they need to maybe relook at the way that they are bringing that criteria in.
Agreed.
And sort of do it. I can understand why, because they're saying, righto, say the Highlanders sneak into the eight, and then they put out an SOS to, I don't know, Tawira Kubalo, because they lose Aaron Smith, and Kubalo's still playing overseas, and they go, or Stephen Luatua, and say, righto, mate, can you come back, and all of a sudden you've got a massive advantage. I don't think New Zealand teams are that way orientated. I don't think people would manipulate the clause in that fashion, unless they absolutely really needed to get a player in.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think we do that. And to be fair, John, it was a fairy tale waiting to happen too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he came out of nowhere. Was he 38, 39? It was like, what is going on? It's amazing.
Yeah, it was. And the fact that he showed so much joy in being a Crusader, you know, 100 odd games for the Blues and for the All Blacks, and then playing overseas. But like all accounts, I've talked to the current players, I've talked to a couple of the coaches. He was just an absolute pleasure to have within the side. He showed some real guidance to the two young props that they've got there now, and really helped them in understanding what's required. You know, so just having him part of that setup and him absolutely really enjoying it. It's a shame that he's been dismissed for a bit of a silly eligibility clause. But anyway, yeah, absolutely great to see him be a Crusader. He can come to the Hall of Fame. Boo's up now.